CVS Pharmacy at Target.
WSBB-FM Doraville, a Cox Media Group station. This is Atlanta's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. News 95.5 and AM 750. WSB, Atlanta's news, starts now.
Good morning. It is 10 o'clock on this last day of 2017. I'm Mary Ellen Hopkins, live in the WSB 24-Hour News Center. Top story this hour, a lot of red and black in Los Angeles as dog fans arrive for the Rose Bowl. The team's been there all week, but WSB Sports Director Jay Black reports the real star flew in this weekend.
Hugga 10, whose real name is Q, doesn't fly much and certainly not this far.
5 hours is a long haul.
But the English Bulldog handled the cross-country trip like an experienced flyer.
Just a little bit of kibble, he's ready to go.
His master Charles Seiler tells me they will be around town for the rest of the weekend, but won't be in Monday's parade.
He was invited to go in the parade, but he would have to sit on a float and wait 2 hours after, and it was going to be really tight to get him to the stadium.
So Uga will be well rested to lead the dogs onto the field for their first Rose Bowl in 75 years. From Los Angeles, Jay Black, WSB.
It is 33 degrees on Peachtree Street, partly cloudy and cold today. What can we expect for the first day of the new year? Atlanta's most accurate and dependable forecast is coming up. Security is job one for Atlanta Police at the Peach Drop tonight in Woodruff Park. We get more from what's going on from Channel 2 Action News' Wendy Halloran.
There's little doubt New Year's Eve revelers will be met with tight security. 4 specific entrances, and anyone who enters is subject to being searched.
We are prepared to address and make sure that everybody have a fun and exciting time.
Exciting for Matisse Randall.
I was born in Georgia, but I live in Bermuda, so this is going to be my first time seeing it.
But it's going to be frigid. Coldest New Year's Eve in more than a decade. A word to the wise, bundle up.
Yeah, Channel 2 meteorologist Brad Nitz says bundle up if you're going to the Peach Drop. Temperatures will be in the 30s, but the wind chill will make it feel like the low 20s. A deadly accident shut down I-75 in Cobb County this morning. Police say 4 cars were involved. 1 person was killed. It happened on 75 North, just north of Highway 5. Several lanes are still closed, and the cause of the accident is under investigation. The luxury hotel located near SunTrust Park will open its doors to visitors this week. The Omni Hotel at the Battery Atlanta is scheduled to open January 3rd. The hotel is located next to the new home of the Atlanta Braves. The hotel website is now accepting reservations.
Breaking news first. This is WSB 24-Hour Continuing News.
President Trump returns to Washington tomorrow after ringing in the new year at his Mar-a-Lago resort.
He's been enjoying a few rounds of golf in his final days here in Palm Beach, but clearly they're already gearing up for the political battles ahead in 2018, not least the midterm elections. And we're told that there may be a reorganization of the political team at the West Wing early in the new year because they know they need to be at the top of their game in order to get things accomplished before the midterms. David Wright, ABC News, West Palm Beach.
And WSB News Time 10:03, traffic and weather coming up next.
Your Georgia Bulldogs, SEC champions. And now, on the road to the national championship. Every play, every win is on News 95.5 and AM 750. WSB, the home of the dogs. Depend on it.
Hendrick.
It's New Year's Eve and your last chance to head into the new year with a new vehicle. Find new roads to Rick Hendrick Chevrolet in Duluth and Buford near the Mall of Georgia. Get the season's best savings with employee pricing for everyone. You pay what we pay. We had a customer from Cumming with a 584 credit score and got him approved for 0% on a 2017 Chevy Silverado. Every deal is different. Find out what we can do for you and find new roads this new year to Rick Hendrick Chevrolet or go to ChevyHendrick.com.
Rick Hendrick Chevrolet.
You know, I get asked a lot, Santa, how is it you've never been caught in someone's home? Well, let me answer that question with another question. How is it that Mercedes-Benz can have such incredible offers at the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event this holiday season? Because that is unbelievable.
The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event is back. Get an amazing offer on the GLE 350 with its state-of-the-art safety systems or the intelligent and stunning E300 sedan. Lease the 2018 E300 Sports Sedan or order the 2017 Kelley Blue Books KBB.com Best Auto Tech Award for $569 a month for 36 months with $4,863 to its signing. But hurry, these offers are going fast. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Participating dealers through January 2nd, 2018. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Co. Inc. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
For a test drive, please visit Atlanta Classic Cars, RBM of Alpharetta, Mercedes-Benz of Buckhead, RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz of Marietta, Mercedes-Benz of South Atlanta, or on the web at mbatlantadealers.com.
Carmen Cain every weekday morning on WSB.
He tells it like it is.
And we love him.
Carmen Cain. Near time.
Join me live.
Now live at 11 till noon. News 95.5 and AM 750. WSB.
And WSB News Time, 10:05. Now live team coverage of traffic and weather. Niecy Shaw's in the WSB 24-hour traffic center.
Sweet drive time. Checking your perimeter. In and out of loop. No major delays on 285 east and westbound between 75 and 85. Ditto for the stride you're finding on the west side perimeter and east side perimeter through DeKalb and South Fulton. Cobb, still struggling with that earlier cleanup investigation. 75 northbound before Highway 5. Your Canton Road connector. Two left lanes are still blocked. That's adding still an extra 10 minutes to your normal trip time. Stick with Cobb Parkway as south and North Marietta Parkway as your best back door. Niecy Shaw, WSB.
I'm Channel 2 Action News meteorologist Brad Nitz. With Atlanta's most accurate and dependable weather forecast, a few clouds and much colder today. Temperatures are going to struggle even to make it to 40 degrees this afternoon. As we head towards the new year, the peach drops at midnight and the temperature about 30 degrees with the wind chill in the low 20s. Then as we head towards a low temperature Monday morning, we'll bottom out near 22 degrees. Mostly sunny and a high of 34 tomorrow. On Tuesday, mostly sunny and even colder. Morning low 17 with a high of 35.
It is 33 degrees on Peachtree Street with news on the hour, the half and when it breaks. I'm Mary Ellen Hopkins on Atlanta's exclusive 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
Live and festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlanta's Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters, 10 o'clock hour. So much to cover. Outlook for 2018. What do you need to know? What do you need to prepare for as we head into the new year? Speaking of the new year, tomorrow, New Year's Day, right here, home of the Dogs, WSB, play-by-play for the Rose Bowl. Tomorrow, coverage leading up to it, of course, coverage from Pasadena begins at 11 a.m. on New Year's Day. You're gonna get to hear a couple of the very best commentators on the planet. Hondo, number one. Jay Black. Scott Howard. These guys I love listening to. And you're going to also hear, you can join and watch the game, of course, or get coverage along with Channel 2 Action News, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, you name it. So stay tuned. This is your home of the Dogs. And it's Money Matters here on a Sunday morning. Yes, it's the last day of 2017. We talk about what happened last year. Doesn't really matter because what matters is going to happen in 2018. Well, I just talked about how economists are so off the mark, typically, making predictions. So, of course, what am I going to do right now? Make some predictions. Why not? Let's talk about what we see as far as the next year. We had a bunch of calls in the 9 o'clock hour relating to the GOP tax cuts. We've done several shows on this. I've done a Facebook Live on this. We've taken many, many questions on what we think it will mean for Americans. And from what I can tell, 90%+ of folks are going to get a tax cut. Call it the other 10% or the other 9% are going to get tax are going to be basically flat. And then there's a small sliver of the population where taxes might go up a little bit. The lower end of the upper 1%. If you're a high income earner and you're filing single, you don't have kids. That's the one group I see that's losing a bunch of deductions and not making up for it on the bracket side. So, with most of Americans getting a tax cut, it goes back to what this economy looks like. So, let's start with, and there are eight items that I believe will shape markets or have a big influence next year in 2018. I published this, of course, at wesmoss.com. So go to wesmoss.com and you can go under the money tab. You will see these eight items if you miss them, which is obviously an easy way to catch up. If you miss the show or you miss parts of the show, you can always go to the radio tab. And the radio tab will lead you to you can catch up on all podcasts from the last year and skip through them and go through quickly and listen to me on 1.5x so you don't have to and not listen to commercials and And it's beautiful. Another note, too, as we head into the new year, and I'm going to get to the eight items that I think are going to shape 2018 in just a minute. I also just put up, as of this morning, is a new website to find and buy. You can retire sooner than you think as you head into the new year. If you're like me, you think a lot and you think, get pensive at the end of the year as you head into the new year about what you want to do. And I've always, for a long time, tried to write down, you know, what I want to accomplish or do for the next year. And those are financial goals, they're family goals. Usually there's something on there that says something like, I want to have even more fun or more fun, do more family stuff, have more fun with my kids, travel more in the new year. I've got business goals as I write down my goals for the Moss family 2018. So to me, I like to have just a one-page clear vision about what I really want to do better in 2018. And I think a lot of folks listening do the same thing. One of the ideas I have for you, of course, is as you're thinking about retirement, and you're thinking about maybe it's a couple of years away, maybe it's 6 months from now, maybe it's imminent in 2018. Where can you get a guide to do that? There's millions of guides out. There's a ton of research. There's a ton of books on retirement planning. Of course, you've heard me talk about retire. You can retire sooner than you think. The Money and Happiness Research Project that I did several years ago. And the book today is more relevant than it's ever been. Where markets are, where taxes are. Again, I talk about taxes, how they drop in retirement. That's even more exacerbated now under the new GOP tax plan. So the principles about being a happy retiree versus an unhappy retiree, and the principles about trying to retire sooner than you might have thought, are laid out in this book. And for the first time, I actually have this for sale directly, and it's even cheaper than Amazon if you go through the following website, which is retiresoonerbook.com. So it just launched this morning. If you go to Retire Sooner, Retire, R-E-T-I-R-E, soonerbook.com, all spelled out. And you can get the paperback for $9.99, or you get the paper, or you get the audio CDs for $12.99, and you get them together, it's $20, or it's $19.99. So this is a really quick, easy way to find the book, get the book, that is even cheaper. Now, I don't control the Amazon price, of course. They control the price. And from what I can tell right now, Amazon, it's $11.54. So it's actually cheaper, and the CDs are $14.63. So it's actually less expensive if you go to retiresoonerbook.com, where the audio CDs are under $13, the paperback's under $10. You get them together, it's under $20. And it's a way to really help you shape what you're thinking about in 2018 when it comes to retirement. And it's the important stuff. Yes, the first half of the book is about what you're going to do with all the money you've been saving. And you really have to think about that. So many families struggle with this piece of it. And it is husband or wife or them together. And I've seen these arguments over the years. Husband, you don't have enough to do. You know, you've worked so hard, you've saved all this money, you love your job, that's great. And we've saved and saved and saved, but what are you going to do now? Do you have 3.6 core pursuits, hobbies on steroids? That's really what matters when you start to, you've accumulated all this money. Great, great. You've listened to Clark Howard for 30 years and he's helped you accumulate money. You've listened to Money Matters for the last 20 some years. It's helped you accumulate money. Great. How are you going to spend it? What are you going to do with it? How are you going to enjoy, or what's the utility you're going to get out of it? Because that's the whole reason you were disciplined to begin with. And that, believe it or not, is one of the biggest challenges as you head into retirement. How will you enjoy this with your family? How are you going to enjoy it with your loved ones? And a big part of the research, and you can retire sooner than you think, goes back to try to help give you some perspective on that. I can't tell you how many families have emailed me and called me that the beginning part of this book, which is less about structurally what you need to do with your money and more about how you need to think through your time in retirement, That's what has moved people so much about this book and this research. The back half of the book gives you a step-by-step guide on how to be a better income investor. I talk about income investing on the show all the time. So there's some mechanics in the back of the book that'll help you be a better income investor, generate income from multiple income sources. And again, all of these areas go back to trying to help you have more peace of mind and be able to enjoy the money and take away some of the emotions that are so difficult about investing money. When you're in retirement, because your time frame gets crunched, your time horizon gets crunched, you're more worried about the fluctuation of your money. So there's so many emotional factors that go into being an investor when you're no longer working. It gets harder. It's more difficult. So we put all this together in the book, You Can Retire Sooner Than You Think. And the book is You Can Retire Sooner Than You Think, The 5 Money Secrets of the Happiest Retirees. Clark Howard wrote the foreword of the book, which I'm still so appreciative that he did that. And for the first time ever, I launched a new one-page site where you can actually get the book directly. And it's less expensive than Amazon in paperback. It's less expensive in audio CDs, and it's less if you put bundle those two together, under $20 for the two. So under $10 for the paperback. Under 13 for the audio CDs, you can literally put in your car, and then under $20 when it comes to putting those two together. The website, retiresoonerbook.com. Again, retiresoonerbook, all one word, .com. And we're going to talk more about what's happening. Now, what's happening in the world here, 2018. So, again, I don't think there's any question about next year. Meaning that all the folks we talked about that we've already talked to on air, you've heard, they're getting a tax cut. That tax cut's going to be cumulatively, all the folks, all the families getting the cut, $120 billion, corporations, $85 billion. Put it all together, you're over $200 billion in economic stimulus. That's the largest tax reform plan, or the second largest we've seen in U.S. history. Could turn out to be the most stimulative, but the largest only behind Reagan's 1981 cuts, and I would say decidedly larger than the Bush tax cuts in 2003, decidedly. To put that into perspective, let's go back to what happened in 2002 and 2003. GDP was running, GDP growth, gross domestic product, running growth rate around 1.5%, 1.5%. Following the tax cuts in 2003, GDP skyrocketed to 4%. 4% doesn't sound like a big number, but going from 1.5 to 4 is a big deal. And then it stayed above 3% for the following 2 years. I don't see why we don't see, I expect to see something very similar over the next several. We've seen GDP over the last couple of years average around 2%. It's recently started to tick up in the last couple of quarters. But it's averaged around 1.9, call it 2% in 16, 17. And of course, longer term, the impact is dependent on if corporations really spend the money that they're saving. But you're going to see corporate investment happen. You're going to see these new tax provisions that allow 100%, by the way, of expensing. So you buy a big machine as a company, you can expense 100% of it over the next 5 years. So that's a big deal for corporations, and it's going to influence them to spend more. So it's not just you spending more because you're saving a couple $1,000s. Maybe you save half of that, maybe you spend half of that. It's companies doing the same thing. You put all that together, you're going to see a lift in gross domestic product. The question is how long that will last. Will it last a year, two, three? I think at least it gives us 2 or 3 years of stimulus before we see it just start to tail off at all. And beyond that, you can't predict any further than that. We're going to keep going. So the outlook for 2018, there's 7 more items we need to cover that you need to think about in 2018. Stay tuned. More Money Matters straight ahead. New Year's Eve Day. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here to take your calls and your questions. We're going to go to the phones. As a reminder, just launched a brand new website. So if you're looking to find, you can retire sooner than you think for less than it is on Amazon, believe it or not.
How does that ever happen? You can go to retiresoonerbook.com, and the paperback is under $10. Audio CDs under $13. Bundle them together, it's under $20. And if I check Amazon right now, it's less than that, or it's less than what is on Amazon. Can you believe it? And that is with free shipping. There you go. It's free shipping. So if you are thinking about some inspiration for money and having a little bit more fun or utility of your money in 2018, then I can't think of a better place or quick read. You could probably get through it in a day. You can retire sooner than you think. The 5 money secrets of the happiest retirees just launched a brand new site called retiresoonerbook.com. That's retiresoonerbook.com. And again, it's less expensive than Amazon, and it's with free shipping. Happy New Year's. With that, let's go. So we're talking about the outlook for 2018, where we think the economy is going, what that means for interest rates, what it means for the market. So, of course, if you have all these tax cuts, $205 billion is going to be stimulative to GDP in 2018, no question. Should be in 2019, should be still in 2020. And at that point, the structure of these tax cuts will either take hold and there's a whole new level of stimulus and productivity and entrepreneurship and animal spirit that just takes hold. And we get even more productivity out of the demographic base that is slowly growing. And we are in a demographic environment that's still net positive in the United States. It's not like that in every country around the world. And that's another thing that gives me optimism about 2018 and the next several years, is that we still have strong demographic underpinnings. And that doesn't get talked about a lot, because we're always focused on what's going to happen next week and next month. But you still have to have demographics supporting, so population growth from, again, new births, life expectancy, and immigration. That those three together have to create a population that is expanding, along with productivity, which we continue arguably to get, maybe not what we've seen in the last several years, but still a more and more productive base. And you get economic growth, and that's good for earnings, and that's good for markets. So that, of course, is on our outlook as well. I wanted to answer a question from Paul in Roswell. Paul, what's going on?
Good morning, Wes.
Good morning.
Before I get my question out, I want to thank you and Ryan and the staff for this past year. It's been very educational and enlightening. So
thank you, Paul. Thank you. Thank you for saying that.
I'm sure I speak for many other people. My question is for 2018. Obviously, everybody in the last, specifically this past year, and it's been coming on for about the last 2 or 3 years, the Bitcoin craze. How do you see that affecting the market in general? Because there's two schools of thoughts, and a lot of it's generational too. But how do you see that as far as affecting the market, if it affects it at all?
Well, it's gotten to be the point where it's not insignificant anymore.
Correct.
Right. The market cap, it's grown so much that it was a few billion dollars, and then it was 10, and then it was 50. And all of a sudden, depending on the day, and this it fluctuates so much, it can be 250 billion, 350 billion. Depending on the day or the week, because it is so dramatically volatile, I would say it would be foolish to think that it doesn't have any impact on equity markets, bond markets, currency markets, you name it. And I have part of that as my 2018 outlook. So I've got to go to a quick break, Paul, and I want to answer the question about Bitcoin when Money Matters returns. Thank you. God bless you. Profitable 2018. Stay tuned. More Money Matters straight ahead.
And festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlanta's Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. The number in the studio, 404-872-0750. We're going to go to the phones here. I want to finish, follow up and finish answering a question on Bitcoin because it's number four on my eight items for Outlook in 2018. So here's my thought, and this was a great call, and I know that there's a lot of question about Bitcoin. And of course, there's been this craze in the last couple of years, and no other, I've never seen a parabolic chart like we've seen with Bitcoin in 2017. And it reminds me a lot of 98-99, where you had dozens of new startups, or every day you have a new startup company getting either the big chunk of venture capital or seed money or VC money, crazy valuations, crazy stock charts when they went public. And that was the late 90s that happened really on a daily basis over and over and over again. And it's kind of like what we're seeing today with Bitcoin and then all the other follow along currencies that are coming beyond that. Ripple or Ripple, which is an example of a company that has another cryptocurrency, Litecoin, Ethereum, you name it. Remember, these are manufactured by algorithms. They're not metal. This is not backed by gold. It's not backed by the US government. Anybody can create an algorithmic based cryptocurrency, literally like overnight. Can happen like tomorrow. So when you get a craze like this and you have virtually no barriers to entry, you get a ton of competition, a lot like when money was essentially free in the late 90s. And that's what this reminds me of right now. This wave of capital that's chasing something that most investors just can't really define, hard to value, let alone understand for most people or reasonably value. And the Bitcoin's bull market perspective, or if you're a bull, you say, hey, look, if it was overvalued, then the bubble would burst, which oversimplifies what happens in markets. There are lots of times in history where you get this irrational valuation and it lasts and it lasts and it lasts longer and longer than you thought it should last. But the bubble could, it's gone way further than most people would have ever thought, and it could continue to do so, but it might start to, at some point, I really think you'll see a day of reckoning with this. And remember when the tech bubble finally burst in March of 2000, remember it inflated for many years in the late 90s and then 98, and then it got crazy in 99. And then it wasn't until March of 2000 when the carnage really started. And then you saw lots of venture capital funded firms go insolvent very quickly, six months and they're out, 9 months gone. And they just simply disappeared. Companies that had zero earnings in the public market went bankrupt. And this is where I think the analogy really takes hold. Even blue chip names in technology like Cisco and Intel, these are companies that are still thriving to this day. During that period of time, caught up massively in the downdraft. So if you look at go and look at a chart back in this same period of time for Cisco and Intel. These are companies that dropped 80%. Cisco, Intel, 60%. So even these really solid companies with real research budgets and real business models and real earnings dropped 60, 70, 80% of their value just because they got caught up in the popping of a bubble. I think you could see a similar story play out with these cryptocurrencies, much like happened in the dot-com period of time. The technology didn't die, and Bitcoin likely will not die because it's now the grandfather of cryptocurrency. So it'll probably stick around. And of course, the underlying technology is what really will stick around, which is blockchain. And that is going to be used in many other areas besides these currencies. It's being used in big companies like Intel and IBM. But it doesn't mean that the coin itself or the latest cryptocurrency startup won't see its valuation get hammered
or fizzle out completely. There will be many of these things that just disappear when the bubble finally bursts. I don't know when it's going to happen. Could happen next year. Something to watch for in 2018. Let's go to the phones here. Well, I was going to go to a call here, and Ryan's telling me we should or should not. Yes, Walter joins us. Jasper. Walter, what's going on? How can I help?
Well, in light of the stock market being pretty highly valued, and this tax program, it looks to me like the country's going to be awash in cash. And I'm concerned as to what you foresee as the future of inflation, being a retired person and all.
Well, there's a lot of ways to look at inflation, right? So inflation impacts people in different ways. It impacts different asset classes in different ways. There was this thought that we'd get a bunch of inflation back when the Federal Reserve effectively tried to pour as much money on the system during the financial or after the financial crisis that they could, right? So they quantitative easing, dumping effectively trillions of dollars into the economy, and it kind of had the opposite effect. Instead of banks getting this money, lending it out, creating a bunch of inflation, the banks really kind of the cash got it just got stuck in the banks, and they didn't lend it out because they needed their balance sheets needed to recover. So they needed to have this more dry powder than they had in the past. So the money that the Fed was trying to get out into the system didn't really make its way. So we saw the velocity of money or how frequently money turns over. It didn't really ever pick up. So we didn't ever get a lot of inflation. In 2017, and think about this, Walter, we are in an economy with unemployment is right around 4%, about as low as it can go. So we're at almost maximum employment. We're at a stock market that is high. We've got a housing market that the biggest problem in the housing market is there's not enough inventory. So you would think we'd be in this inflationary environment, yet in 2017, still very little inflation. This year, if you look at the November numbers from this past November to last November over the past year, inflation still only running at 1.7%. That's below the Fed's target of 2. So I think, and remember, and I've talked about this several times over the course of the last few years, where does inflation get scary and start to create a recession or create a stock market scare? It's when wages start to grow at a 4% annual clip. Still, we're stuck in about the 2.4, 2.5% range. Now, I think it's smart to think, hey, wait a minute. Look, Wes is talking about all this great benefit from tax reform. So the economy is already good. Now you're going to dump another $200 billion of stimulus on the economy. Now, isn't that going to create inflation? And I think the answer is yes, a little bit. I think you're going to get some inflation next year, finally going above the Fed's 2% target. So to go from the 1.7, which is less than the Fed wants, to 2.5, could that happen? Absolutely. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing because it's still inflation that's in check. So I think we're going to finally get a little bit of inflation above the Fed's target, but I don't think we're going to get into the inflation danger zone, which is really the key. And when we get into that environment where you start to see inflation going up, you want to make sure, and this is why we invest in markets to begin with. You think of things like REITs. If you look at the REIT index, it's been one of the best indexes over the last 20 years, up on average almost 11%. But if you look during that same period of time, when did REITs actually, after their initial shock, so interest rate sensitive areas like REITs and utilities, real estate investment trusts, utilities, when interest rates spike up or they go up quickly, almost in fear, like we saw with the taper tantrums, you can see these asset levels actually come down in the short term. However, over longer periods of time, they actually end up doing even better as inflation's going up because it means the economy's getting better. So if you look at REITs over that same period of time, they actually had a higher average rate of return in periods of inflation or interest rates going up because it also said, hey, wait a minute, the economy's getting better. So if you're a REIT or real estate investment trust, it's a good thing for your business model. You pay out more in rents and it's a good thing for the asset class. So we just have to remember, and I think that this is a really important takeaway. And Walter, thank you for your question.
because we are going to get more and more inflation over the next couple of years, as an investor, I want to own things that inflate. That's the whole reason we invest to begin with. And what does inflate during those periods of time? Well, the equity market. So the S&P 500 actually does well under inflation up to a certain point. I don't think we're going to get to that breaking point in 2018. Barry joins us on the line. Barry, good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. What's going on? How can I help?
Hey. Okay. I'm almost in tears looking at the amount of money I made this year, and I have not saved anything. And I remember
Wait a minute. So you're excited because you made so much money in your 401k?
No, I didn't save anything. I've just gotten into this habit of not saving any money, and it brings me to tears to think about
how much you've missed.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. And
it brings me to tears too, man. I hate that for you. But you still have time. Barry, how old are you, Barry?
I'm 53.
Got it.
And you were on a cable show. I don't know if it was a couple years ago where I can't remember this advisor. He'd go into a family and he'd help them restructure their family. And you had a tool that you offered complimentary, and I can't remember.
Oh, you're talking about Life or Debt. Yeah, it was on Spike TV. And
exactly.
I was a it was Victor Antonio was the host, and I was his. I was a consultant on all the different episodes, the financial consultant. I was in a couple of episodes, but I wasn't the host of the show. But you're right, I did help with that. It's called Life or Debt, and we partnered with that show. Our company, my sister company from Capital Investment Advisors, called Wella. So that's what you're asking about. So it's getwella.com, G-E-T-W-E-L-A. GetWella is a digital advisor, low-cost investment advisory firm that'll help you get out of debt. And when you do get out of debt, help you invest your money on a low-cost basis. It uses ETFs only, so low-cost exchange-traded funds. And it leverages technology to keep the pricing as low as possible while also giving you a human advisor when you need one. And that's the difference here between a pure robo-advisor firm and a digital advisory firm like GetWella. But Barry, thank you for that blast from the past. Life or Debt. Never got renewed. Almost got renewed as a show. Good audience, but never got renewed by Spike. We'll see. Could resurface one day. With that, I'm getting a bunch of confirmations here. I'm getting some notifications from retiresoonerbook.com. So again, just launched this morning website. It's just retiresoonerbook.com. It's an offer. I've got a bunch of you listeners taking advantage of the combo, the paperback and the audiobook CD, which is great for couples and makes it really easy to read and listen together. It's less expensive than it would be on Amazon. The website for You Can Retire Sooner Than You Think, it's the book, 5 Money Secrets of the Happiest Retirees at retiresoonerbook.com. All right, with that, let's go back to a lot happening here on the show here today. We've just talked about inflation, which goes to really number two on my 2018 outlook about interest rates. So it was a great call from Walter who just said, wait a minute, Wes, you're talking about the economy getting better. What about inflation? Very important to think about, and it goes back to what interest rates are going to do. And we're going to continue that straight ahead. Quick news, weather, traffic, break, then more Money Matters right here with me, Wes Moss, News 95.5, AM 750, WSB. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters, WSB Radio here every Sunday morning, 9 to 11. Listen, go Falcons, go Dogs. Tomorrow, remember, so Falcons today at 4:25 is game time. And I'm going with my kids. My wife and my kids are going. We went to a preseason game. We're going to go to this game. That's it. So it's very exciting. I went to the NFC Championship game last year when they played the Green Bay Packers and just blew them out.
My kids at that game, I think, became Falcons fans for life. They're also Dogs fans. And you're listening to the home of the Dogs. So play-by-play for the Rose Bowl tomorrow. All coverage leading up from Pasadena begins at 11 a.m. New Year's Day. Man, that's going to be awesome. What a next couple of great football days. And we are finishing up Outlook for 2018. We talked about number one, tax cuts spur the economy. Two, interest rates continue to go up. And when I say continue, they really started to go up as recently as this fall. So Federal Reserve, again, they hiked rates three separate times in 07. We believe that's going to continue in 2018. As recently as September, the 10-year Treasury note hit just at 2% and closed the year as of, well, yesterday at just over 2.4%. So we've seen a gradual rise. And because of these tax cuts, we could get a little bit of inflation, could set the Fed on an even more aggressive hiking pattern. Remember, going back to looking at the 03 tax cuts, the 10-year yield rose from 3.1 to 4.6 in less than 2 months. So we could see that. Number three, I do think that the market slows down. I mean, no question that we could have another good year. Earnings are supposed to be in the $155 range, up from where we were this year in the $135 range. So remember, that's really what drives markets. It's about earnings. It's about profits from big corporations. And there's no reason that doesn't continue into next year, particularly with the tax cuts that take earnings estimates that were 145 all the way up to 155 with the new tax cuts. So the underpinnings of a good economy, no question, are there. The underpinnings of a good market, again, they're still there. But we had such a strong 2017, hard to see that a repeat of that. But again, I don't expect a bad market in 2018. Certainly more volatility. We already talked about Bitcoin. I think at some point the music stops there and we get a return to the real world. And I think that you're seeing some sort of bubble. Well, it is the biggest bubble I think we've ever seen in financial markets. The size of it is not as big, but the exacerbation of something that has zero value to have such a enormous run up is the most extreme that I think I've ever seen. And usually the at some point the music stops with that and it returns back to earth. Number five, I think you're going to see some infrastructure. You may very well see an infrastructure bill. The Trump administration has been talking about that for a very, very long time. And I think you get something in 2018 when it comes to infrastructure. We don't have time to cover this, but in the outlook for 2018, I think the technology gets targeted to some extent. And I think energy and defense have a lot of merit in 2018. And then I think that international investments may very well continue. So all that, you can just find it on westmoss.com. It's already published under the Money tab. Again, if you're looking for either some inspiration for New Year's, and as you're doing your New Year's planning, I just launched retiresoonerbook.com. It's a website where you can retire sooner than you think. The book and the audio CDs are less expensive than they would be on Amazon. So go to retiresoonerbook.com. Paperback under $10, audio CDs under $13. You can get them together. Couples can get them together so you can read it and listen to the book for under $20. I don't know. Sounds like an awesome deal to me. Again, the website on that is retiresoonerbook.com. It's so exciting to go into the new year after a very solid 2017. I wish you such a wonderful 2018, a profitable 2018, and God bless.